Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Once again, folks, to another edition of What's On Your Mind. Monday. Here we go. Well, hello, Todd, the radio guy.
Hello, Scott. Wait, too hot, Scott? What are we doing? Talk too much? What did we settle on for you? You need a nickname.
Scott
we
talks
need...
too much.
And Scott talks too much.
Okay. That's why we start every program with the ability for our listeners to talk.
There you go.
When we say, what's on your mind? And I have right in front of me, line 1, 2... 3, 4, 5, and 6 right now, wide open for anybody to call us at 800-228-0550. I have my telephone. Right there is my telephone, okay? And if you, is this a telephone or is this a smart computer, a smartphone, or what is this?
Anybody call it telephone anymore? Yeah, I know. It's a phone.
It's a pocket rocket.
I got my phone. Yeah, really.
Okay, Charlie right. Charlie Kirk will be in Fargo on July 14th, by the way. And it's an invite-only dinner for a new grassroots activist organization. And the invites are going to people who have supported other conservative efforts in the past. And not everybody's on the list that might be willing to support that entity. And you get a free dinner out of it. So if that sounds like you, send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com. This week we'll also launch an Eventbrite way for you to sign up to attend the happy hour. And that'll be like, I don't know, $15 a ticket or something like that. So, and that will be like 8 to 10 on the 14th, so 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So a couple of ways for you to see Charlie Kirk. But he was at the Bell in Bismarck, as you know, Todd.
Yes.
You were not able to go because you had some friends in town. That you hadn't seen forever, and it had been planned forever.
Yeah.
But you could be in Fargo. If you'd have been there, you'd have heard him say, as a parent, to allow a child to have this is the equivalent of having a nuclear weapon in their pocket.
It's dangerous, that's for sure.
It is. Yep, exactly right. So, something to think about.
Yeah.
But anyway, welcome your text as well at 701-367-2054, 701-367-20454, or Todd's, he'll show it to you now, 701-226-8503. See, they're already coming in. Look at the notifications I've got. Wow.
It's the very phone that I have with me all the time. It's not some special secret phone. It's, you know,
exactly
he texts me
right.
3 in the morning. This is where it's coming.
So the question is, what's on your mind? And you give us a call right now. One of those numbers on the screen, by the way, super producer Chris Larson has us on the screen for you. Are we on Facebook today, Super Producer Chris? I can't remember if we started Facebook today, but you can see us at frankspeech.com. And we're also at Facebook, sir?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So you can go to the What's On Your Mind Facebook page and watch us.
So is Chris the one that decided I had a face for TV after all? Because I've always been told I had a face for radio. But...
Todd, the radio god, Chrome Dome and all, is
some fuzz there. Not much.
Yes, he is the...
very little.
He's the radio stud, ladies and gentlemen. You can see him right there on camera. So text him at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054 and tell me what's on your mind. I have a hard time not having the search in Surfside, Florida for 152 missing individuals, 9 dead now. Amazingly, that number remains relatively low, given the fact this happened at a multi-story residence, apartment-slash-condo kind of complex, at 1 in the morning. So you'd assume the vast majority of people home and sleeping, not like a day where they'd maybe be out and about. Bell Harbor, Florida, and the surrounding area responding, a very diligent effort to find survivors. Miracles happen every day in this country, every single day. So we can pray for some miracles to come out of the collapse of this building And imagine the people that could possibly still be alive. It's obviously a race to keep them alive.
You know what else we should be praying for, though?
In the rubble, who?
The neighbors of the buildings nearby that are very similar. I'm sure those guys are all going, wait a minute, we live in the same, basically this building. Is ours going to go next? Or
they look exactly the same. There's three of them on the same beach. Yep.
They've got to be scared. I know I'd be.
Somebody told
me. I'd be getting the heck out of there.
Somebody told me that the aerial view of these buildings, a novice can fly over them and say, gosh, what's with that building? It's not like any of the others. And I also heard that in this particular area where this collapse happened, there was extra mechanical things on the roof and construction equipment related to the roof repair. So,
well, a few years back, they had cracks that they'd already warned about. So it's not like they didn't try to do something before this happened. Nobody bothered to do anything about it.
Just think of the parents and the grandparents. Think of the first responders who are working round the clock diligently, and it's no easy thing to go in a pile of rubble. They're in great danger as well, looking for folks. So it just is, it's a tough dang deal all the way around. So pray for everybody involved, and let's hope some miracles happen. Kevin, do you know how long their window is? What do they have left for? Kevin's the answer man. We go to Kevin when and he gives us the answer, whether he knows it or not. He's just going to tell us.
The last person alive brought out was brought out Thursday morning, but a listener called in earlier and said there have been incidents where 20-plus days people survive.
So, is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
Depends on the individual, but on one hand, you'd love to be able to signal to people, hey, I'm here, and on another hand, save your strength, too, so which way do you go on that? It's pretty tough, but I guess once you hear a responder nearby, you go, hey, get me out of here.
So while we start with a prayer for everybody involved there, let's add one for our farmers and ranchers who are right now going through the record level of drought. 2021, record year, worst ever when you combine the drought that we came into the year with last fall and the drought of spring and lack of rain. I know there was a little bit on the eastern end of the state last night. I don't know where else rain hit, but it's getting to the point where, it's timely isn't even enough, right? So a very challenging time. We continue to keep all those folks in our prayers, too. And love to hear more about if there's any questions we can get answered for you on some of the things that are being done related to, drought relief. I remember, correct me if I'm wrong, fellas, and we'll welcome a call or two on this to straighten us out. Do you remember an effort to bring hay in for feed from other places?
Yes. Yep, we're just talking about that.
And I don't know if, everywhere else it came from last time, is also in a drought situation or if there's, hay on top of hay or whatever. But wouldn't it be nice if we could resurrect that and say, hey, we give something you need, America. It's fuel and it's food when we can produce it all the time.
Yep.
Right? Oh, beef for the memo to Minneapolis. Beef does not come from the grocery store. It's not in the meat section. I know.
No.
This is a novel concept, but meat actually comes
from the store.
From
we
a cow.
All know food comes from stores.
I know. The pork chops do not come from the pork section of the meat department.
Wait, what?
I know. It's very controversial.
Where's mine came from?
So our question.
I don't just go right to a pig and grab it. I can grab it out of a store that somebody's already done something with it.
We're the second biggest oil producing state in the country. Some of those stats, by the way, are going the wrong distance because of, a complacency among some folks in individual counties. And more regulations, and of course the uncertainty that comes from the federal government, and all those things are kind of a perfect storm. So, guess what? The victory we won for being independent when it comes to energy development is slipping away because the feds don't follow this. Feds do not follow this. Our foreign adversaries, they don't play this game. They double down. They're not worried about emissions or carbon management or any of that. It's, hey, who cares? We're doubling down. Let's destroy America. And yet we're in a challenging time. So if we can get the federal government off our back, if we can get county by county recognition of the value of oil and gas and how it pays for everything across America, we might get back there. But in the meantime, how about a thank you? How about an attaboy for North Dakota feeding and fueling the world and maybe a little hay? I don't know. I don't know if individual farmers do this. I don't know how to get it started. But if there's anything we can do on the feed front, please let us know. Okay? Let us know. Great lineup on the show today. We're going to talk with a couple of fellows that are part of the 4th Annual Big Smoke event tonight in Minot at the North Dakota State Fairgrounds, Flickertel Gardens. We make your mouth water here on the program, and we're going to do it again. I forget how many thousand pounds of brisket they're going to smoke out tonight. You can go yourself, take it in, 5 o'clock tonight. Tell you about that. John Hinderrocker will talk about the sentencing of Derek Chauvin. John, of course, from the Center of the American Experiment. Dr. Doug Frank, who spoke before Trump at the rally in Ohio this weekend, and Rob Carson from Newsmax, all coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wow.
Guess who's just back today? The wild night boys had us been away.
Back on What's on Your Mind. I don't know what that was, but I don't want to know.
That was a rarely heard disco version of
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy.
All right, What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Every day, home cook and grab-and-go convenience at many of their locations. The 4-for-4 deal is at even more locations. That's the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two homemade cookies. That's four items, if my math is right. I'm not a physicist, but what is a physicist exactly? Is a physicist do math stuff?
Yes.
Okay, just math?
Physics, yeah, I'm a physicist, yep.
Okay. So they're wicked smart when it comes to numbers.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I didn't even know what a physicist did. I knew this guy, Doug Frank, we're going to have on a little later on today, has done a mathematical analysis of the election 2020, and he's talking about statistically it being impossible to be what they told us it was. He spoke at the Ohio rally. Anyway, I know that four items, a Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, a 20-ounce drink, and two homemade cookies, four items for $4 is a pretty good deal. That's about as far as my math goes. I'm not at the Dr. Doug Frank level, but he'll join us next hour to talk a little bit about this. And great specials. Just a couple of days left in the specials. We might as well tell you, any fresh-baked muffin is 99 cents today. You can still get the Nestle Water 28-packs for $3.49. That's a great deal. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, two for $4. Salted Nut Roll, two for $1.29. Beware of the spicy salted nut roll. It'll put your mouth on fire. I found that out firsthand.
I haven't tried one yet. I want to, though.
All right. Let's have the comment that made you laugh hysterically, Chris. This is from Norma. Men are so vain. You are all handsome. That is how God made men, just as he made all women pretty. So please do not think low of yourselves than you ought to think. Intelligent men are always handsome, whether they are on radio or video. Wow. Yeah. I'm feeling very handsome now. Thank you, Norma, for that comment making my day there.
You're so vain.
Right. Exactly right. All right. What's on your mind, folks? Your chance before the guests hit. Tell me two. I'll go this way. 701-258-0550 if you like a local number. Okay? Here's an email I was just reading. This came from Senator Kevin Cramer at cramerfornd.com. So be a, not from his official office, but a political email. And it, the headline is, "Are you still a Trump supporter?" And it says, this from Kevin now. "Scott, despite the Democrats fighting tooth and nail to get rid of President Trump and working overtime to reverse his America First progress, President Trump is still leading the Republican Party because people believe in his conservative agenda." Then there's a headline from The Hill newspaper about a poll that says 30% of GOP voters believe Trump will likely be reinstated this year. Do we consider that number low or high? I would think, judging by most news reports, that's a high number, because whenever you bring that up, you get canceled.
Right.
On Facebook and Twitter, and laughed at even by, you know, people like Bill Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, right?
Right.
So he says, "Now I'm curious where you stand. Are you still a Trump supporter? Would you vote for President Trump again?" And then you get the vote. "When in office, and now even out of office, President Trump did everything he could to rebuild our economy," says Kevin. "Secure our borders, strengthen our military. Not to mention he's taking on big tech for silencing the conservative voice on social media platforms. No matter what the fake news media said of the countless obstacles the liberal left tried to throw in Trump's way, he's still fighting to put America first. Let me know, do you still support President Trump?" Thank you, Kevin Cramer. That's in your email inbox right now. If you didn't get it, go to cramerfornd.com and sign up, and you'll get that. And I'd like for you to answer the same question here today by text 701-367-2054. Two things. Do you still consider yourself a Trump supporter? And are you of the opinion Trump will likely be reinstated this year? Now, let me say this about that. I believe there's enough evidence that Trump should be reinstated. Will that be heard by the Supreme Court. Will enough states have the guts to take it on? That remains to be seen. But the evidence is there, courtesy of four whistleblowers who, part of an upper echelon intelligence apparatus, actually watched what they were not supposed to be watching on election night. And it's something we use 365 days a year to keep tabs on bad actors all around the world. And it just so happened we shut it off November 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Does anybody think that's a little unusual?
Yeah.
But these patriots came forward and said, whoa, wait a minute. And they took a snapshot of what they saw. Now we have what's called, I guess, the PCAPs. If you're in the cyber world, you know PCAPs?
Yep.
Which basically is a snapshot. I mean, all it can do is say, Kevin Flynn is Kevin Flynn because I just took a picture of him. Right? It's like, take a picture of a hand. Well, that's a hand. Take a picture of a foot. It's a foot, right? I mean, you can't. It isn't. It's just a photo. It's a photo. And it's a high-tech photo, so it isn't like doctored or photoshopped or any of that. So, anyway, we'll see. But I guess I'm pretty gratified that 30% of GOP voters believe Trump will likely be reinstated this year because they're actually looking at facts that don't get out in the media, that only end up in Mike Lindell's documentaries at Lindell TV or frankspeech.com. And Dr. Doug Frank made that case for the math at the Ohio rally. Jim in Moorhead, what's on your mind?
Yeah, for Jim?
For you, Jim. Yes, it's all yours. What's on your mind?
Yeah, okay. No, I was just going to make a comment. If in fact, Trump got reinstated, would this second term count as a term served, being he didn't serve the full term, or would he be available to run another term after this?
It's a good question. I don't know. I'll bet
they aren't ready for that one, are they?
Yeah, exactly. Not to mention, okay. what do you do? I know that this ultimately would be a Supreme Court question because what would have to happen is you'd present the proof from each state, and it would say, okay, well, it was certified in error, and now here's the proper certification based on the evidence, right? Based on these snapshots.
Right, so then you
go back and say the election was wrongly decided, but you're right, whenever that happens, there's going to be less than a four-year term, so does he fill out the term? Does he not? I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah. And how do you give up on certification? But anyway, thank you much. Bye.
Thank you much. I worry most about when that remedy, if in fact it's ever handed out, how it would be received by the American public.
Oh, I know.
I mean, do you think Black Lives Matter and the anarchists run that show are crazy now?
Oh.
Imagine. You know?
I don't want to.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Luke is back from Red Trenchless. Hey, Luke, tell us a little bit about what you've been busy doing these last couple of weeks.
Hey, Scott. Well, we've been filling up the calendar real well. We got projects going on in Medina. We're going to be heading down to Wahpeton. We're up at New John's Lake. We got some projects going on in Bismarck, Mandan here. Calendar's looking pretty busy, but we always got time to get new customers on.
When you do a drilling job, Luke, what do they say to you about how you do it versus anybody else?
Well, they're really impressed. You know, every job we do, Scott, we treat it like it's our first one, and we leave it better than the way we found it, whether that's restoration or just friendliness with customers. We stand out from other competitors in the area, and you can tell that by previous jobs we've done and on our website.
Trenchless technology, minimal excavation, and that means less disruption of traffic, business, and life. Repair, rehab, or replacement, call reddrilling.com. Call Luke at Red Drilling, 701-934-1134 today or online at reddrilling.com.
Thanks, Scott.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More bodies have been recovered over the weekend from the building collapse in Surfside, Florida. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says that this is a slow, tedious process.
We have 6 to 8 squads that are on the pile, actively searching at any given time. We need to be sure that the pile does not fall on them, that it does not fall on any possible survivors.
Reports are coming out Monday that developers of the condo tower that collapsed were once accused of paying off local officials to get permits for the site, which needed $15 million in repairs just to bring it to code. On Sunday, the United States conducted airstrikes against the Iran-backed militia groups in the Iraq-Syria border region. The militias, they say, were behind recent drone attacks against U.S. military personnel in Iraq. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We won the election in 2020. Who the hell knows what's going to be in 2024? We won't even have a country left. We're not going to have a country left. And if we don't figure it out, we're not going to be in a position to win in 2022 or 2024.
There's a lot of logic in that, right? Like some people just say, oh, wait for 2022, and then it'll all correct itself, and the Republicans will take back control. Which, by the way, all the polling says is it's coming. I even think Nancy Pelosi knows that. I think this is just double down, get as much as you can get done, cram it through, because no chance we win in 2022. She knows that all the polling is just, I mean, they are self-destructing. They really are. And there's some good in that. I mean, there really is in her, you know, obvious overreach. We're on offense. They're on defense. But the president's right. Regardless of what happens in 2022, if they're allowed to not have the election system have basic integrity and we don't legitimately, on a bipartisan basis, dig into this, we don't have a country. So if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. If you don't have elections, you don't have a country. Simple as that. Which is why they're trying on all fronts, federalize the election. They're trying it all. So you can whistle past the graveyard if you want and say, ah, oh, it'll be fine. Bunch of crackpot stuff. This stuff doesn't happen in America. Here's what I am amazed that people that think that way don't consider. Everything in the way of major accusations against the President of the United States were treated like he was out of his mind nuts when they happened. Oh, he was wiretapped. Oh, what a joke, wiretapped. You're crazy. The man's losing his marbles.
True.
He was.
It was true.
Oh, he's colluding with the Russians. No.
Not true.
Not true. Oh, we need Bob Mueller to dig in this. $40 million later, nothing burger. Giant nothing burger, and we found out Mueller could barely... He went to the Joe Biden school of retirement. You know?
Yeah.
They prop him up because he's big on the D.C. cocktail party crowd, but... True story. It's amazing. So my point is this. How about this? Therapies work. Oh, what a crackpot! Therapy? You're going to use some drug that we use for malaria? Are you nuts? That's for malaria.
Then he said, put bleach in your system. Inject bleach. He said it.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
No, and now guess what Tony Fauci's doing? We got to start working on therapies. Oh, really? So you, as long as you pick winners and get new therapies, now I find out why you didn't like the therapies that already exist. Now I get it.
You see, the companies that I'm involved in will be doing research, and then I'll be getting a personal gain from that. It's very exciting.
Everything he said that they said was nuts, he's been proven right on.
Yep.
Wuhan lab.
Yep.
That's why I called it the China virus. So does that now make this insane? I don't think so. I don't think it is insane at all. I think we ought to want the facts. We ought to get to the bottom of it. All right. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell is fighting on this front every day for us. Every single day, he's fighting for us. Great deal right now on the sheets. So, lowest price ever, and when you buy one, you get two. How about that? So, lowest price ever, plus buy one, get two. Wow. And free shipping. And while you're there, the robes, the slippers, and yes, my wife does love the robe, and yes, she said it was the best gift ever. She might have added that that's a low bar, but that's a whole other story. Don't.
It's a great robe, though. It's that good a robe.
Yeah. And everybody that tells her this, you know what they do? She tells them that it was a low bar. She said, well, you got to understand the context in which I said that, because he's given me a battery organizer before for Christmas. She hates messy drawers. I thought the battery organizer was perfect.
This barely beat out the coffee grinder.
Exactly right. All of this at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call him at 800-506-9028.
She hates a dirty floor, but you don't buy a vacuum either, right? I mean, come on.
Couple of guys on the phone here. I want to tell you about a big event happening at the State Fairgrounds, Flickertail Garden, tonight, 5 o'clock at the Minot. It's North Dakota State Fairgrounds. And then John Hinderacher is going to join us on the program to talk about the sentencing of Derek Chauvin. And a few other things. Father Adam Mouse is here, and this was his brainchild, this Big Smoke, an evening of fun, barbecue, and refreshments, all to benefit vocations. And the entity that will ultimately put these dollars to good use, the Sarah Club, S-E-R-R-A, is represented today on the program by Mr. Ruel, Mike Ruel. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Father Adam, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Mike, are you there?
I am. And good morning.
So do I understand correctly this was your kind of brainchild, Father Adam, that you were you know how to make a smoker sing and crank out the brisket, and so this got big?
Well, yes. It was a chaplain of the Sarah Club brought this to them, and they made it a reality. So it's just it's a wonderful event, a lot of family-oriented event that we can bring people in and feed them in more than one way. So, yeah, it's a good deal.
Now, your reputation precedes you. There's a lot of folks that love Father Adam Mouse. Where are you at these days? Where are you the pastor at, Father?
Well, I'm currently becoming pastor of Our Lady of Grace Parish in Minot. I'm moving down here from at three little parishes up on the Canadian border, northwest of here, Mohall, Lansford, and Sherwood. And so I'm making that move right now, even during the Big Smoke. So,
wow, that's wonderful. That's
looking
great.
Looking forward to being in Minot.
Now, Mike, tell us about the Sarah Club. What will these proceeds do tonight?
Well, the money we get earned is going to go towards various vocations efforts. In the past, we've put money towards giving money to the vocations director of the Diocese of Bismarck, to the nuns at Annunciation Monastery, and to the monks at Assumption Abbey in Litcherton. We haven't really designated exactly how we're going to distribute this year's proceeds, kind of waiting to see how much we end up with to spend. But we're looking forward to supporting vocations in any way we can.
And I don't know what's in the water in the Bismarck Diocese, but you folks are obviously blessed because the amount of vocations, the amount of folks joining the priesthood, and the quality individuals that then ultimately become a part of the parish families all across the Diocese of Bismarck is pretty phenomenal. Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, there's a place where people can see the vocation stories of different people that are on, I don't know if it's YouTube or Facebook. Where is that?
There's the Diocese of Bismarck website has the stories of the seminarians from the Diocese of Bismarck, and the Assumption Abbey website has stories from the various young men that they have in formation. And I believe the same is true of Annunciation Monastery.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Really, they're very touching. It's incredible to hear the stories. Father Walls, the vocation director, has been one that I've really enjoyed over the years, and I know a lot of high school students watch it. It gets better every time he tells it to Father Adam. Have you noticed that? I don't know how he does that, but it gets better every time.
Yes.
So tell us about the big smoke tonight. What do you got planned? How many zillion pounds of brisket and tantalize us a little bit with the full menu tonight?
Yeah, well, we have 9 or 10 teams. We're going to have all the teams are making brisket for a competition. There's also a side competition for homemade barbecue sauce. And then the meal for everybody is going to be baby back ribs and pulled pork with all the fixings surrounding it.
Amazing. The Big Smoke, an evening of fun, barbecue, and refreshments to benefit vocations. You'll smell it from Bismarck Mandan and the Canadian border and everywhere around. So that's the smell. It's 10 teams smoking this incredible brisket tonight. And the tickets are only $35 per person. Festivities begin at 5 at the Flickertail Gardens, North Dakota State Fairgrounds. I'd take this in and have some fun. Great thing to do on a Monday night. Why warm up the kitchen? What is your secret, Father Adam, with the brisket? What do you do?
That's what I was telling everybody this morning. You just pray for the judges.
You pray for the judges. I like that. But you know, given the fact, when's the first time you remember having smoked brisket? What does this go back to that got you into this category?
I'm still relatively new to this, but back in seminary, I was introduced to smoking meat with a Traeger grill, and really took a liking to it over just the normal barbecue. And when I got back from seminary, I really started to delve into smoking more meats, and so I think I made my first brisket as a newly ordained priest, actually.
I love it. Fantastic. And when was that, Father Adam?
2014.
All right, 2014. That's great. One of the young and up-and-coming members of the Bismarck Diocese of Fargo. Think about that. Pretty incredible. And all because the Sierra Club continues to make sure that they are meeting the needs. Sierra Club, S-E-R-R-A, is the club. They benefit tonight, but it's great fun for all. Come on out tonight. And again, you can get your tickets right there at the door at 5 o'clock. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having us on. God bless you.
You bet. You too. Father Adam Mouse and Mike Rowell. A lot of fun tonight. I don't know about you guys, but I kind of have a weak spot for brisket.
Had me at brisket, yep.
Yeah, just do, very much so. John Hinderrocker's here. Got a few seconds before the break, and then we'll continue with him after the break from the Center of the American Experiment. Hey, John, how are you? I don't hear John. We're not hearing
anything. I don't either.
I see John, but I don't hear John. Chris, I'll let you work that out with John. How about that? And then we'll talk with him about a couple of things. One, Minneapolis Police Officer Derek Chauvin sentenced on Friday. Are we surprised by that? John and I have talked about this before, and I'm not sure there was ever a possibility that Derek Chauvin was going to get any kind of fair treatment there. So now on the sentencing, I don't know enough. John's he's the legal mind here. It seemed to me like the norm was sort of 12 years by the sentence guideline, and they slapped on another 10.
Yeah.
Because they could. But, you know, the judge said all the right things, but I don't know. So we'll talk about that. I'm also curious what he thinks of this poll from this email that came from Senator Kevin Cramer's campaign today. About 30% of the GOP saying Trump will be back in office. That and more when we continue on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Generous, generous Jerry. Keep booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. Fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
North Dakota locations include Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wapiton, Dickinson, Stanley, Hazen, and Williston. In Minnesota, Bemidji and Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off on Facebook and on the web at GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Fock and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Turn it up,
Plant-Based Trace Adkins.
Get ready to sing along as the cowboy is back in West Fargo. Get your tickets today to see Trace Adkins with special guest Priscilla Block on Saturday, July 17th. Get your tickets at RedRiverValleyFair.com and receive free gate admission.
It's gone, but don't be gone.
See Trace Adkins at the All Finished Concrete Grandstand on the Bud Light Stage as part of the 10 Best Days of Summer at the Red River Valley Fair from July 9th to the 18th. You're not going to want to miss this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Wind energy, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. Did you know wind energy paid $10.6 million in property taxes, $19 million to landowners in 2019, 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in wind energy. Wind energy, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. For more information, find out more at ndforallenergy.org. ndforallenergy.org. John Hinderacher is here, and we can hear him now. President of the Center of the American Experiment. John, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir? John, can you hear me? Thought we had this fixed, fellas. John, can you hear me now?
Yep.
How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
Glad to have you back on the program. So let's talk quickly about Derek Chauvin. You broke this down regularly on Laura Ingraham's show on Fox and a few times for us on What's on Your Mind. I believe we came to the conclusion that this wasn't a winnable fight for Derek Chauvin. No way he'd get a fair trial, and obviously all of that will come out in the appeal. He referenced that in court even. Same thing on the sentencing. That why do we expect that they wouldn't throw an additional 10 years on for this guy? Or do you feel like the judge played it fair?
Well, Chauvin was sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison, which is a 10-year upward deviation from the sentencing guidelines. In other words, the judge really poured it on the theory that this was a particularly aggravated case, which in my opinion is kind of ridiculous. But there was no way that Derek Chauvin was ever getting a fair trial. I think one point that should be made, Scott, is that he was sentenced for second-degree murder, which is the most serious charge of which Chauvin was convicted. But second-degree murder, the one that he was charged under, is accidentally killing someone while you are in the course of committing a felony. And it's intended for situations like you're carrying out a bank robbery or you're robbing a gas station or something of the sort, and you kill somebody, you didn't mean to kill him, but you were robbing the bank, right? That is the second degree murder that Chauvin was charged with. But here, he wasn't committing a felony. He was trying to arrest George Floyd. The only alleged felony was the manslaughter. And so if you permit this, it means that every prosecution for manslaughter can be turned into a prosecution for second degree murder. And so I think that Derek Chauvin has a really good appeal on that ground. I don't know that it's going to be successful because Minnesota's appellate courts are very liberal and the deck is stacked so heavily against Derek Chauvin. But I think it's kind of an outrage that he got convicted of second degree murder on these facts.
I want to talk a little bit about the wonderful work the Center of the American Experiment is doing on exposing the danger of critical race theory. You've been holding door-busting events, literally as many people as can fit into rooms. One happened in our neck of the woods here, Thief River and Bemidji and Alexandria and Moorhead as well. Moorhead got a little interesting because Black Lives Matter decided to use it as their protest of the day. These are still going, right? How's it going?
Well, it's going unbelievably well, Scott. We've had over 100 people at all but one of our events, I think, in greater Minnesota, which we've now held 13. We've gotten a ton of local newspaper and radio publicity, including on your show, which we appreciate. And we've really motivated and activated hundreds and hundreds of Minnesotans to get involved on this issue. So we're finishing up the tour this week with four big events in the suburban Twin Cities. There's one tonight in Lake Elmo, and we've got three more coming up over the next couple of days. And for all of these Twin Cities events, we've got hundreds of people signed up to attend. The only limit, Scott, is going to be the fire marshal's limit on how many people we can fit into these rooms. But we're going to have 300 people or more, I think, probably at all of them.
And you're in, you're in an interesting part of Minnesota for this kind of free speech and this kind of educational effort. What kind of efforts are you hearing from the hard left related to your events?
Well, you know, there's this little band of hardcore left wingers that keep trying to interfere with our events. And what they do is they call up our venues and they threaten violence if they host our event. And I mean, it's just ridiculous. We, you know, for one thing, we've got legislators attending our events. We've had legislators a couple of times speak from the podium at our events. And so this little ragtag band of far leftists, the venue where we're going to be tonight told me that they got six calls, which is a pretty pathetic showing by the far left.
Yeah, and as you say, you can't threaten violence without there being a penalty, so I wouldn't be afraid to get the authorities involved in that front. New poll out from the Hill says 30% of GOP voters believe Trump will likely be reinstated this year. You and I have talked about this before where you believe that we're going to know at some point, either through the legal process or through some other form. We've got a physicist on next hour who says the election results of 2020 were mathematically impossible. What's your thought that now fully one-third of GOP members believe Trump is coming back this year?
Well, I think they're going to be disappointed, number one, Scott. I mean, that's just not happening. There's no mechanism. There's no process that could allow that to happen. I hope that over the next year or two, we find out the truth about the 2020 election. But, you know, one thing about a successful fraud, Scott, is that it's never detected. And a lot of what happened in 2020, the loosening of restrictions on mail-in voting, for example, I'm not sure how you could ever figure out how many of those ballots were fraudulent. and who they were cast for. So I guess the short answer, Scott, is that one-third of Republicans, I think, are destined to be disappointed. But the real issue here, in my view, is election integrity going forward. And we have got to take steps to ensure the integrity of our elections beginning in 2022.
We have her. The Senator of the American Experiment will be with us July 14th for Charlie Kirk. It's going to be a great event. God bless. Thanks, John.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow. What an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry, offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.